Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, look for increasing clouds and a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. High around 73 degrees. Kenosha right now, 58. In Burlington, it is 59. Milwaukee, 64. 62 at this hour in Racine. Fire in Racine just before noon Sunday led to an estimated $25,000 worth of damage at a two-story single-family home at 1933 Kearney Avenue. Lieutenant Michael Moss from the Fire Department's Investigation Bureau says it was a grease fire in the first-floor kitchen that led to a significant amount of smoke and heat damage to both floors, as well as to the basement stairwell. First arriving crews had that fire out within a matter of minutes. The smoke dome at the home was uninhabitable. It sent the occupant to stay with relatives. Road work along the interstate anywhere in Wisconsin can be extremely dangerous. That's why the DOT at Madison is using the overhead message boards to try to tell you about slowed or stopped traffic that lies ahead.
The goal is to prevent rear-end crashes in larger construction zones by warning motorists that the traffic ahead of them is slowing down. It uses sensors along the highway to monitor traffic speeds.
That's work zone operations engineer Aaron Schoen, who says the goal, getting vehicles slowed before you get to the work zone areas. In southern Wisconsin, there's a warning system for the I-3990 situation at the Rock River in Janesville, the other on I-43 in southern Manitowoc County. Racine's Health Department does a whole lot more than just run immunization clinics and license pets and check the cleanliness of restaurants, like they do agreements and contracts with other governing bodies and projects to benefit the city. At the recent Finance Committee meeting, Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox explained a $28,000 beach monitoring agreement with the state DNR. Says it covers from Milwaukee through Racine all the way through Kenosha.
It allows us to do every public beach between Bayview south to the state line. So Grant, Bender, Wind Point, Parkway Zoo, and then we've got five in Kenosha and two in Pleasant Prairie. And no city match is required for this. Good. It does cover our expenses.
A memorandum of understanding with the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust involves just under $3,000 for an invasive species control project at Samuel Myers Park. And Bowersox mentioned a surprise amended contract from the state with more money for what falls under bioterrorism preparedness.
The communication that I received back is that there were just additional funds available and they decided to distribute them. And so, but there was no specific, you know, somebody didn't do this or somebody did this kind of thing. So, yep, just additional funds, and they decided to distribute them, which, again, is very pleasant because on multiple of these occasions, many of these occasions, it gets absorbed in Madison, and we never even know of its existence until after it's already taken.
And Bowersox mentioning an $1,800 donation from the Lexi Kazian Foundation. That's going to complete the plantings and butterfly garden around the gazebo at Samuel Myers Park. Well, what a way to follow one of the best weather weekends of the year, but for the intense rain Saturday night, then with a story about the cost of purchasing road salt for this coming winter. Public Works and Services Committee told by Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eag, the 6,000 tons the city will buy is a joint purchase with the county, but at a much cheaper cost.
The good news is it went down $8.47 a ton, so it's the lowest it's been since 2007. So again, this is bid out by the county. We get better pricing on it because it's covering all the municipalities around here.
The $46.47 per ton cost for this coming winter on the road salt compares to $54.73 the previous year, $61.15 2 years ago, and just over $69 a ton back in 2014. But back in 2008, salt cost almost $78 a ton. Going into this next winter, Street Superintendent Bill Fulstrom noted there's one full and one partial bin of salt. Cost to fill those 2.5 bins to be cheaper versus having filled them earlier. And the regular monthly business meeting of the Racine Unified School Board is coming up at 6:30 tonight in the Educational Services Center. Action items on the agenda include proposed expenditure of $10,000 a year to subscribe and to implement what's called the Board Docs Pro Paperless Government Solution. This is a cloud-based management system for public governing bodies to immediately publish and revise agenda items, support documents, also policies and procedures. And a company representative recently told the school board that it's also very secure.
It's the same as the CIA, the FBI. They're using the same security parameters, so all your information is it's hosted and it's reliable.
Unified's Chief Information Officer Tim Peltz explaining Board Docs looks, feels, and functions the same with stationary and mobile devices, and it's essentially paperless, noting the agreement also covers archiving and training. The Racine County Economic Development and Land Use Planning Committee will meet at 6 o'clock tonight in the auditorium of the Ives Grove Office Complex. The agenda includes a public hearing and then later a vote on the conditional use permit request by Reisman Excavating to continue a non-metallic sand and gravel operation, extraction, including crushing and watering, and recycling, this on Warren Road in the town of Burlington. And a public hearing for the conditional use permit request from John Reed and Copart Incorporated, an existing building at 1521 Waukesha Road in Raymond. This would be for occupying an online vehicle auction platform to handle used, undamaged, and damaged vehicles. Racine County Board at its next meeting going to be asked to approve a contract for a comprehensive facilities plan that would create kind of a roadmap for making a short-term future space facility planning decision or two. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with what this is all about.
It's being recommended that the county contract with Siegel Gallagher Management Company as the prime contractor and team coordinator for the study. According to a resolution presented to the county board, Siegel Gallagher, which also manages the county's Reef Point Marina, was chosen by a panel of county staff over four other companies. The study will include all of the county's major buildings and all facilities leased and owned by the county, with a goal of a plan to address the county's operational and space needs through 2027. The total cost of the study would be $157,000. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Caledonia's Village Board has a special meeting at 5:45 this afternoon at the new Village Hall on Chester Lane. Starting out the agenda, a closed session about what is simply listed as discussing a potential future development project. Whether it's related in any way to recent reports about that Taiwanese company called Foxconn, unknown. Next step in the process for determining if an event center will be built along the city of Racine's lakefront will be coming up tomorrow evening. The council meeting in committee of the whole before the regular business meeting, in fact 2 hours before the scheduled start of the regular business meeting, to get an update from the city administrator and the executive director of Redevelopment Authority. Ultimate approving a study of that proposal, of course, to determine if the event center and related hotel development is feasible for the site and other related information. Committee of the Whole will begin at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. Racine's Board of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services, they usually get together in one of the second floor rooms of the City Hall Annex to conduct their business. Next month, weather permitting, the board may be taking a road trip to some of the various sites over which it has jurisdiction. Park and Rec Director Tom Molbeck saying that one of the stops would be the old Lakeview Community Center, which is still being considered for future use, as well as some water-related sites.
I was going to go by North Beach because we're doing a master plan. Pew Rooney Parks, that's where we did the handicap accessible canoe kayak release. Same with the boat launch, we're going to do that as well because we have the handicap accessibility ramp as well as there, drive past Pershing and Skateboard Park and end up at West Park. Yes. So we can certainly do that next month, but that's kind of the gist. It'd take about 45 minutes.
He also mentioned a consulting firm looked at repairs and upgrades to the Lakefront Skateboard Park, offered a project cost that was way over the available budget, indicating there would have to be some room for discussion. And the group was told about an upcoming closer look at current and potential future activities for Vidian Cheska Park on the north side near the airport. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.